Dave Helmick, TuckerCountySports.com, here with head coach A.J. Rapp. Coach, just wanted to get with you here in the preseason. Touch base on how things are going so far. A couple of scrimmages under your belt. How's the team looking?
Not too bad. We got numbers is our problem this year. You know, if a guy goes down, we're going to be moving some people around, and it's hard to practice that because you try to get your ones ready for everything possible, and you know, you don't get a whole lot of extra reps with the twos. But we're hoping guys stay healthy. A bang and a bump here is not going to hurt us as bad, but you know, if someone goes out of the game, we're really going to have to move people around.
Talk about your players back. Obviously, your core players that you feel are going to contribute for you this year.
Offensively, I think we had nine Letterman return. I mean, not all those were starters. You know, obviously we lost Brett Reel, was a big loss, and we lost Luke at quarterback and some of those guys. But we had a lot of Letterman return, so that it's not their first time go around. You know, last year we were a little young on the offensive line, but we got all five of them guys back. And that's something to look forward to. And we got Cole back at fullback. Now, Liam stepping in at quarterback, who I was real pleased with him all summer long. He threw the ball real well in 7-on-7 and has so far in the scrimmages. He threw one interception, I think, against Liberty. But that was just didn't see the guy cross in front of his face.
Talk a little bit more about your quarterback, Liam. First full year of, basically taking over the reins. You had a little bit of spot moments last year, but – touch base on his game and what he brings for you.
Well, it's tough on me because I like to run the ball, and it's hard to get guys that he's not much a runner. He'll be more of a surprise runner. He'll still run the ball, but he'll be that five or six times a game versus Luke Poling last year, 25 times a game. But what Liam lacks in the running part, I finally got me a 6 foot something quarterback that can see everything and see the field well, and he's got a good strong arm. He worked on his arm all off season. Last year I bet he couldn't throw it hard 20 yards. At the end of the season, I gave him a weighted football and told him to wear it out, and he did. And this year, he's thrown the ball, and he scares me a little bit because I'm not used to having a quarterback that takes the chances. But he'll throw it through a little window instead of having to be wide open. He'll put it right in your hands. Actually, it surprised our receivers early this summer in 7-on-7 that the ball was hitting them, because we were used to having to be wide open to get a catch.
And obviously, you bring back some experience at the fullback, like you said, of your son. Talking a little about Cole and how his game's changed since last year.
Well, it's just that, he's a senior. It's a mindset thing. I love getting seniors that got experience because they know what to do, and they usually got that little touch of attitude with them, and he's got that year. Me and him's already butted heads three or four times this year in the practice field. So, I try to treat him like a normal player here, but sometimes that's hard because I like to leave it here on the field and not take it home with us. But he, unfortunately, since he's been a little boy, he's been both on our on our field as a water boy, ball boy, slash whatever you want to call it, and he's been here and he could call the plays. And I'm looking for him to be a field general out there and stuff like that.
Offensive line, defensive line, touch base a little bit on that.
Like I said, we got all five of our offensive line back. We missed Mikey Parks. He didn't come back out this year. He started some last year, but Mark Barnes ended up at that left tackle a lot last year, so he's really – I will really call him – he lettered last year. We'll call him a starter there. So, I'm pretty comfortable with our offensive line. We're definitely undersized. I mean, if you look at it, Owen Pauline, our center, is probably the biggest kid we have. I mean, what other coaches in the state of West Virginia have a state high hurdle champion on their playing the offensive guard? I'm either an idiot or he's an athlete. So, he is an athlete. But he's just a big boy, Rain McCall. He's a big boy. He can pull. He can move. We move our guys a lot more now. Bodie Shockley moves well. Owen's a solid staple there on the line. He's solid. He's a good center. He can tell every kid what they need to do and when they need to do it. He's a smart kid. And then you got Seth Kangley out the right tackle, who's definitely undersized, but, man, he plays hard.
And then touch about your defense. Obviously two scrimmages, two different teams you scrimmaged so far. How did your defense fare? What did you like? What did you didn't like?
We didn't do too bad. Like I said, we had a couple blown coverages against Doddridge, and that was just because we didn't talk. And, we fixed that this week, I hope. I put Ben Calloway. I mean, there's a kid that's played 4 years for us, played a lot of reps, offense and defense, all 4 years. And I basically just told him, you're in charge on the defense. Even if it's wrong, you make it right. And the way we got to do that is communicate. So I just told him right before we broke practice that's the one thing tomorrow night I want to see from our secondary is no blown coverages. I mean, we can't all come running up on a corner and they throw over top of us. Every guy's got to know, even if it's not what we call, if they're all on the same page, we're good.
And how much funner has it been for you with having that senior leadership, a little more so than the last couple of years?
Well, it scares me in the back of my mind because we've got 11 seniors. Three of them had never played before, so I have eight returning seniors. But had three guys that come out. Jeffrey Snyder, he's a basketball player, came out. He's a big boy, he runs well, catches the ball real well. runs good routes. You know, that kind of stuff there really helps us. You know, that senior league, these guys, we haven't been to playoffs in, what, 5 years, something like that. So, you know, these guys want to get a taste of it. They want to be the team to start that back over. You know, like I said, unfortunately, number-wise, we're awful small with our younger guys. They're not just quite ready to play varsity football, but I'm pretty confident in our first 12, 13 guys.
All right, schedule. Obviously, you know more about your opponents coming, that has people coming back than I do.
Yeah.
You touch a little bit base about your challenges. Obviously, Northern comes to mind immediately because he's got a job Phil Carr does.
Yeah.
But talk about the schedule and what challenges you see in front of you.
Well, what's kind of a little unnerving for me is that, you know, you got Moorfield on the schedule and they got a brand new coach, and they got Pendleton County, or I'm sorry, East Hardy, who's got a brand new coach, which I think they'll continue with what Chad did over there at East Hardy. Because Devin was on his staff. But those kind of things, there's what you kind of think about. You know, Moorfield's going to be totally new to us, and that's scary because they're a big school and, you know, they usually get a pretty good turnout. I think they have 40-some kids out of Hurt for football. And, you know, so that's something bothering me. But, yeah, like our schedule, I don't know, comparatively year in, year out. We've played the same schedule for several years. It's got to be one of the tougher ones. I mean, our PVC conference is tough enough, and then we pick up Northern, and Southern's going to be good again with, you know, Southern used to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust team. You knew what you was going to get, but now they can throw the darn ball. So, you know, John Nazarod does a nice job over there with Southern. And you know, it's just hard to tell. I don't worry about it. I usually don't start looking into teams and what they got coming back. I worry about Pocahontas right now. You know, we treated this week, even with East Fairmont, I called their coach and asked if we could get their first scrimmage tape, and we gave them theirs so we could treat this like a game week, because tomorrow night's Friday night, 6 o'clock. It says 7:30 or 7 o'clock kickoff, you know. So I just wanted – we watched film, you know, this week of our opponent, and we tried to set it up like a game week, so –
see you next Friday night. Yep. At home against Pocahontas. Yep. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Dave.
That was Tucker County head football coach A.J. Rapp.